From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. An hour of modern jazz with an emphasis on free improvisation and fusion. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with some fusion, and we'll begin the set with guitarist Carl Filipiak. From a compilation of his work called Peripheral Vision, he's joined on this track by Paul Soroka on keyboards and lyricon, Jim Charlson on bass, Dennis Chambers on drums, and Greg Granger on percussion. This is Mariko. Thank you. Going back to 1978 for Jean-Luc Ponty on electric violin. From the LP Cosmic Messenger, one of many albums Jean-Luc recorded for Atlantic Records over the years. On that album, he's joined by two guitar players, Joaquin Leavino and Peter Maunu. Also Alan Zavod on keyboards, Ralph Armstrong on bass, and Casey Schroyel on drums. We listen to Don't Let the World Pass You By. Before that, from 1989, The Rippingtons, fronted by Russ Freeman on various guitars and keyboards, the album Tourist in Paradise, and that particular lineup of The Rippingtons included Brandon Fields on alto sax and Tony Morales and Steve Reed on assorted percussion. Most of the album is more contemporary jazz-oriented or smooth jazz-oriented, but there are a couple of tracks that are definitely more in line with fusion. We heard one of them, Earthbound, a classic from The Rippingtons. And we began the set with guitarist Carl Filipiak from a 2000 release, a compilation entitled Peripheral Vision. We heard Mariko. We'll begin this set of jazz progressions with a classic from Pharoah Sanders. Going back to 1969 for the album Jewels of Thought, released that year on Impulse Records. Pharoah Sanders featured on various reed instruments, also kalimba and percussion, Lonnie Liston Smith on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, both Roy Haynes and Idris Mohammed on drums, and Leon Thomas on vocals and percussion. This is part two of a three-part piece of music, Sun in Aquarius. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began that set with Pharoah Sanders on sax from 1969, the album Jewels of Thought, a piece also featuring Leon Thomas on vocals and Lonnie Liston-Smith on piano, Sun in Aquarius, Part 2. And lastly, from 1973, a track from the debut LP from Lonnie Liston-Smith and the Cosmic Echoes. The album on the Flying Dutchman label is entitled Astral Traveling, and there are some spots on this release that hint at the jazz-funk direction that the Cosmic Echoes would soon be heading in, but this album, for the most part, is deeply rooted in spiritual free jazz. And the members of the Cosmic Echoes at the time included, of course, Lonnie Liston-Smith on piano, both acoustic and electric, George Barron on sax, also Gita Vashi on tambura, Cecil McBee on bass, David Lee Jr. on drums, and James Mtume on percussion. We listen to Let Us Go Into the House of the Lord. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, please remember our blog and website, where you can find much more info about Jazz Progressions, including detailed show playlists, and also the opportunity to listen to this and previous episodes of the show at your convenience. And the address for the blog and website, well, that would be qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for the playlist or audio for this show, it's Jazz Progressions number 1601. We'll remain in a free improv vein for our final set of the hour, and we'll listen to two classic tracks recorded in Rudy Van Gelder's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio, both in the year 1965. We'll begin with Archie Shepp, who on this recording is featured on tenor and soprano sax. He's backed by Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Henry Grimes on bass, Rashid Ali on drums, and Ed Blackwell on rhythm logs. From the album On This Night, reissued on CD by the GRP label in the early 90s, this is The Mac Man. We began that set with Archie Shepp, who is not only featured on sax, but also flute on this release. the album On This Night, sessions recorded in August of 1965 at the Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio. And the CD reissue of On This Night contains bonus material which was not included with the original LP release. We heard The Mac Man. And lastly, a session recorded in May of 1965 at that iconic studio where many great jazz recordings were made over the years. Sam Rivers featured on tenor and soprano sax for this session, with Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. An album from the Blue Note archives called Contours, and from it we heard the opening track, Point of Many Returns. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of Modern Jazz here on Jazz Progressions. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Again, our email address if you want to get in touch, and I would love to hear from you. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. QualityRadioProductions@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the show, and if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or requests, feel free to pass them along. And our blog and website, where again you'll find a wealth of info about Jazz Progressions and also other programs which are produced by yours truly, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz, emphasizing free improvisation, the avant-garde, and fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.